Blackstone Audio presents Strangers by Mariana Evans. For all the Americans who saw those first tall ships crest on the horizon. From the Journal of Father Domingo Sanz de la Fuente, translated from the Spanish by Faye Longchamp Mantooth, Ph.D., and Magda Stockard McKenzie, Ph.D. The favor of the Lord shone down on the fleet of our admiral, Captain General Pedro Menéndez de Avilés, on that bright July day in 1565, when I was a young man of 22. With ample supplies of wood and water laid in, we waved a brave farewell to Mother Spain, setting sail with the noble intent of conquering Dominica from the infidel Caribbee Indians. Within a week, the Lord's favor faded. Two of our ships were lost, and days spent searching did not reveal them. Only then, standing on a ship that had looked impossibly large when I boarded her, did I realize the boldness of our journey. The blue water stretched out so far that, for all I knew, it was washing the face of God on its other shore. A third ship soon sprang a leak. Its pilot wished to continue sailing, seeking repair at our destination, but the crew instructed him at sword point to return to Spain, lest they all be drowned. We could offer no assistance beyond prayers for their safety. Our remaining ships sailed on until the most frightful hurricane imaginable raised the sea to the very clouds. I admit that I was soon on my knees, begging the Lord and his mother for mercy with no less cowardice than the most beardless deckhand.